Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
If you need all your Giants talk, Joe Shasky said, love it, bring you the best damn Giants talk in the Bay Area. No matter what happens the rest of the season, good or bad, subscribe today wherever you listen to your podcast. The segment is sponsored by Golden State Lumber, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoToStateLumber.com. It is Rams week. It is time to ramp up on Rams week. We'll have 5-2 Kirk Morrison on Friday and Cam Emmett on Friday to dive deeper into this game. But the Rams got a lot of injuries. They just got blown out in Arizona 41-10. Gave up 231 yards on the ground on 40 carries against Arizona. That's 5.8 yards a pop. And look, man, when it comes to the Rams, there's some bitterness here. Because before the last regular season game where the backups played and Carson Wentz outdueled Sam Darnold, the Niners had won 9-10 against the LA Rams. They won 9-10 against the Rams, basically owning the rivalry. But the one loss, which I was reminded about over and over in week two of last season, was they got the one that mattered. They got the one that mattered, which has shifted the conversations. We talk about 3rd and 15 and the Super Bowl 54 and how that altered the history of the NFL, Shasky, but that day, January 30th, 2022, shifted the conversation for Sean McVay and Kyle Shanahan. And they got the one. They got the one out of those 10 that really, really mattered. And they won the Super Bowl, and they're going to have 25-year anniversaries about the Super Bowl. And, hey, a 10-year anniversary of the Super Bowl. And what do we have out here?
I think that loss is as bad as any of the Super Bowl losses.
Oh, yes.
You're up 10 in the fourth. I mean, they just... I think because of where Jimmy was at his in his career and that particular postseason and how injured he was and how limited the offense felt at that given time, It gets kind of lost. That one hurts a lot, especially when you go up against Cincinnati, if you would have won that, because the Chiefs finally got knocked off and everyone's like, all right, this is the one to win. And it would have been down in LA 2 weeks later. It's just, that one hurts so bad. And, you know, I'm looking at this current team for the Rams, Ponte. Listen to these injuries.
Yeah.
Cooper Kupp, IR. Puka, IR. Davis Allen, tight end, out. Tyler Higbee, pop list. Joe Noteboom, IR. This is a lineman. Another lineman, Levison, IR. Another lineman, McDermott, IR. A guard, Avila, IR. Jonah Jackson, IR. D-line, Murchison, IR. Two cornerbacks, three cornerbacks I've never heard of, IR. Season ending.
Jonah Jackson, hurt.
I mean, Bonte, this is insane.
Yeah.
This is insane how many people are hurt for them.
McVay, he had a quote real quick saying that we're kind of running out of spots and we're only into week three in terms of their return to play. But it's a possibility that all these guys are going to be on IR because we're running out of bodies already.
This is one of those points in life, and you'll hear your mother or maybe an uncle tell you, you know, Joe, someone's always got it worse than you. And you look at the Niners and they're injured and they're depleted. They're not as bad as the Rams. You have to win this game. It doesn't matter what it looks like. It doesn't matter how ugly. You cannot lose this game because you also have an opportunity. You know, if the losses continue to stack up, at some point, LA is going to wave the white flag.
Yeah, you could bury them. They go to 0-3. You can bury them. You can bury them. You can absolutely put them in a hole in the NFC West at 0-3. And you stay afloat with the Seattle Seahawks. But it's also imperative that you win this football game and the next two, for that matter. You want to get to 3-1 because the Cardinals are coming in October 6th, and they're going to try to make a statement. That will be a game for them, the Arizona Cardinals, where, and they have a game like that this week against Detroit, where they're trying to prove to the world that, hey, we're back. We're back with Kyler. We got something cooking here with Coach Gannon. We have a new regime. We're ready to roll. So that game against the Cardinals will be tricky. It's a division game at Levi's. You know, Kyler running around is going to be a problem. And then you got the short week to Seattle before you host the Kansas City Chiefs and the Dallas Cowboys. So you have to get 3-1. It's operation to me before the bye week. We always do this before the bye week. To me, just get to 5-3 at the bye week and get your reinforcements back. But this week against the LA Rams, without Debo, without Christian McCaffrey, this is a must-win game. And it is important for Brock Purdy and Brandon Ayuk to start getting, to start building this rapport for the 2024 season. It's time to roll, folks, and try to find a backup quarterback, I mean, a backup running back. I think, is Isaac Renault going to play? Who's going to play backup running back? Because right now, Jordan Mason's on pace to have 408 carries this season. If we were bitching and moaning about Christian McCaffrey's touches last
that
year.
That can't be right.
400. So he's had how many carries so far this season? 48.
Okay.
You do the math. Ties him by 17. 408 carries.
We can all agree that it's not a Frank Gore, I don't get squared up, I don't initiate contact style of running. It is I'm running through your soul.
Exactly.
And those guys, you know, Steven Jackson, Marshawn Lynch, Marion Barber, they're elite until they're not because their body gives out on them.
Yep.
So Jordan Mason has never been a number one, really. I mean, if you look at his time in Georgia Tech, they had Jahmyr Gibbs for long stretches of his career there. And so you're asking this guy to hit uncharted territory in terms of, you know, wear and tear. It's one thing to do it early on in the season. It's another thing come week 8, 9, 10 to still have that same exact physical style of running, that same burst, that same finishing of the run. Like, part of what makes him is he has to run through your soul.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
He has to set a tone. I almost don't want to take that element away from him.
No, you don't want to take it out of him, but you got caution, beware. Buyers beware. This guy's going to It's a lot of carries. It's a bruising style. I don't know how long that's going to last this season, but he's playing well. But just thinking about McVay and Shanahan, and you list all the injuries because they are beat up. They were lifeless in Arizona. They got thumped. I mean, they got their asses kicked. That game was on.
It was 21-0.
Oh, it was on the quad box. Soon as the game started, they went right down the field. I mean, Stafford was getting drilled. Absolutely drill. How many times he get sacked in that game? It was awful. I was like, there's no way Stafford's going to survive in that football game. But with that said, McVay and company, he's got, you know, is there any heat for him down there in L.A.?
No, because he has the Super Bowl.
He has a Super Bowl. And that has separated him in terms of a lot of fans saying that, well, McVay won the big one. Shanahan hasn't. And that right now, and that's why I think there's so much pressure, even more pressure on the 49ers, even though they've been winning. They haven't won enough, right? Well, I mean, it's just insane the way the dialogue is for Kyle Shanahan and the way it is for Sean McVay, all because of one game back on January 30th of 2022.
Okay, you're going to hate me for even referencing this. When I heard the Houston Rockets talk year after year after year about how great they were, so I was like, what? You haven't won the big one. Like, who do you think you are? You haven't won the big one. Shut up, you know? And when I hear the Niners talk year after year after year about how great they are, yeah, they're really, really, really good. But you can't say you're the best team in the league because you haven't won the big one. And it just sucks. It really does. Just take step back. If the Ravens were talking like that and they were on podcasts and they were considering, like, it's one thing to like have that belief and that confidence. It's another to also take a step back and be like, you had opportunities and you keep coming short.
Yep.
You have to recognize that. Like right now, like the Niners, we still think we're the best team in the league. Yep, you got to go out and prove it.
Debo said that. We've been the best team in the league, hands down.
Look, on some level, I agree with him. But on another level, when I look at who the champion is every year, it's not you. And it sucks, but it's the truth. And at some point, the rubber's got to meet the road here, and you either got to win one or stop saying that.
And that leads me to Brock Purdy.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.